Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. And today, it's mostly about Kenton Chen. Singer.
That's a little loud.
No,
actor.
I know.
Spiritual guide.
Oh.
Coach. Therapist. Comedian,
thought leader,
hand holder,
and where there was one set of footprints in the sand,
Kenton carried us on this episode.
I carried all you bitches.
You guys are gonna love this episode. It's so much fun. We actually write kind of a beautiful song for once, and I can't wait for you to hear it. So hit it, Grant.
Mama.
I mean, let's be real. All life is performative.
We discovered that on the podcast.
All life.
We discovered that on the podcast when we started recording. We've been doing this for a little over a year now, and like a year and a half ago, we were like, "I'm loving this. I'm loving."
But I'd be
this
doing
right by this.
Well, what I also like is the way you set down your mic.
That's
it's
what I mean.
As if to capture the sound of the crinkling packet.
It's perfect. It's some ASMR. Hey, welcome back to an episode of Mom Said with some ASMR featuring Kenton Chen.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I love that. I actually, as a listener, would rather hear sound.
Let him cook.
I'm cooking.
Let him cook. I'm cooking. Yeah. I think we have the gate a little too high. There you go.
Oh my God.
Grant off mic just went,
Hello.
Wow.
Welcome to my podcast.
Yeah, you want to introduce yourself? You want to introduce yourself? Go ahead. Introduce yourself.
My name is Kenton Chen.
My name is Gabriel Stephen Gibbs.
My name, you'll never know.
Wow. Her name,
wow,
is also Kenton Chen.
My name is Kenton. My middle name is Kenton Chen, if you can believe it.
Yeah, her name is Allie Kenton Chen Gibbs.
It's my God-given name.
Stupid.
It's true.
We've already introduced, we're sort of recording now, so we've already introduced him at the opening of the podcast. We've already introduced our friend Kenton, so you know who he is. We've told you that he's here, but I do think, Al, maybe
we should get a little taste.
Let me find the right key for us.
Kenton. There's something I've been wanting to tell you.
Please tell me, Ellie.
Actually, it's more that there's something I've been wanting to show you.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Over sideways and under on a magic carpet ride.
Take it away. A whole new world.
Open your eyes.
A dazzling place I never knew.
What are the words?
No one to tell you no. Or let it go. Or say we're only dreaming.
There you go.
A new world.
That's what I was hoping for.
A new fantastic point of view. But when we're way up here, it's crystal clear.
Stunning.
Now I'm in a
what song might Kenton know?
And then just
I thought,
off the cuff.
I just know that can
just
change.
Enough.
And by the way, that's the best part.
What does it change?
Is there
to
another
now
love duet
I'm
you
in
might
a
have known?
Whole new world with you.
And then it's like,
okay.
Can you tell
go.
Tell me what.
We go from F to B.
What
flat?
Love duet you might have known
My brain
right,
can't.
Off the, right off the
Is
jump.
That right?
I think it's a median. So I think it's like a third up, maybe. Yeah. Da 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 da. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's very of the era. Everybody loved Moving by Thirds, including David Foster.
Including me. Remember theater school?
Okay, did you?
Kenton and I went to theater school together in we that didn't. Everybody went that went to theater school at the same
went
time.
Went to the same theater
went
school.
Went to the yeah. same theater yeah.
No, fully.
Didn't I see you at summer
at
camp?
Unifieds?
Unifieds.
What's the place that everybody goes to in the Midwest?
Interlochen.
Interlochen.
I never went. We never went to Interlochen. Did you?
No.
Okay, I should have learned those chords before we did that.
But it didn't matter.
But we just wanted
to
hear Kenton.
Do we have the right?
We just wanted to hear Kenton. Not at all.
No, okay, great.
But not at all.
But no one ever.
But no one's coming after us.
No one ever flags our podcast.
Yeah. We've yet to.
We've actually realized we have full immunity by way of no one ever.
No one cares.
Oh, I just thought because we sang out of tune.
Yeah, it's that too. We say I don't.
It won't be possible.
I barely know the chords, and we sing poorly, and it's perfect. And no one.
That's what called. That's called satire.
It is. Yes.
Well, and then ultimately, in the court of law, what we could argue it's not the same song at all.
Not even at all.
No.
Not even.
We could be like, and now what about that? Was what you understood the song to be?
Okay. The words aren't right. The
Kenton's here. We're happy he's here. Kenton and I met officially, like. What was it, 6 months ago now? Maybe a year ago? How long ago was that gig that we met?
What was the gig?
Okay, so we met doing a workshop of a musical.
It was definitely last year, technically.
Oh my God,
but
a
like,
musical?
End of last year? When the
yeah,
hell
well,
was
because
it?
I came to the Christmas show.
Yes.
Your Christmas
after
show.
After we had met.
After.
Yes.
It wasn't during,
so
it was
sweet.
After.
Yes.
Oh my God, but it was so good.
I was so
I
glad
know,
to
that,
see you there.
That show is very, actually
it's so
very
good.
Funny.
It's actually funny. Yeah.
Well, and I'm the queen of sort of, I'm sort of the president of the Gabe Isn't That Funny Club and have been for my entire life. And I actually think that show is genuinely funny.
She's a card-carrying member.
It's just, you have to understand, it's been 31 years of the same bullshit over and over and over again. So ultimately, you get to a point where you're like, well, that isn't that funny, is it?
Aren't you 31?
I'm 31.
Oh my God, you baby.
Do you really feel I'm a baby? I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
I was sort of feeling like I was wasting away.
Wow. He showed up and called you like a blonde-haired baby.
I know.
And you're
that
like,
was, I
goo goo
that.
Gaga, feeling amazing.
Well, I needed that because I didn't consider myself young or blonde before walking in this morning.
Yeah, and now here you are.
And now I'm considering and this is myself why we have, those things.
And this is why we have Kenton around. Okay, Kenton, one of my favorite voices, as you just got a little very illegal taste of, come and get us, Disney. you got a very illegal taste of one of my favorite voices I've ever heard, one of my favorite flavors of human I've ever been around. We were doing this workshop, and when you do workshops, you show up, you don't know anyone, and like a workshop of a new, like, musical is always like learn it as fast as you fucking can, and we're performing it for all the people who are maybe going to give millions of dollars to it on Friday, so the stakes are always like really high for not even so much the actors as the people making it, but those like in that intensity can kind of leak into the cast.
Ooh, that and, pressure comes down
and that pressure comes down. And to be in a room with Kenton is to never have that pressure affect him. It's very fun. There's always like, it's always like, yeah, whatever. It'll be fine. A great energy to be around. That's how I knew that Kenton was going to be.
You know, that's
one of
kind
ones.
Of what the corporate life is like, by the way,
is
what?
Pressure coming down. And you're seeking
millions of dollars. Bosses are stressed. Pressure coming down.
And you're seeking homies who
seeking
are like
solace
whatever.
In someone oh. who's like, ultimately, this is fucking stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all dumb. It's all dumb.
Yeah, it is all dumb.
By the way, I feel safe to swear again because. So to give you some background, Kenton, we've had a couple of children send in voice memos as
we do,
fans
okay.
of the show.
So. For context of why kids would send us voice memos, we have a voice memo segment on the show where people send us problems they're having. A couple of them lately have been little kids whose parents are with them, and they're like, hey, I'm having this. Can you sing a song about how to solve it?
Okay.
So it's made us panic.
So it's made me panic about swearing on the show
because
I realize that there's children listening.
Right.
But then one of the moms recently emailed us and said they're a swearing household. It's okay that we swear.
Oh,
were you a swearing household?
No, I didn't speak English.
Well, there is,
they have curses in other languages, right?
I was going to say,
right?
They had curses in
We weren't taught them. We weren't even allowed to say fart in Chinese.
What?
Yeah, like it was weird because...
Do you know it now?
Yes, but like it was...
Do you want to say it?
Well, no. It was weird because we'd be in public and then we would say, you know, the word that we were taught.
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, what is that?
What
is that? It'd be like the pass gas, you know. If you imagine, like, every time you're like in public,
tush,
like,
instead of saying
and you're like, okay, you ding dong child, oh, sorry, we're not allowed to say fart.
We're not allowed to say fart,
which is insane,
and that's why you're so demure now.
Oh my,
that's
gosh,
why you're so demure.
You didn't even say it today.
You haven't even said anything.
Was the situation Christian?
Yes.
Ours too.
Ours too.
Oh, we have a lot.
Ours too.
Ours too.
So much to unpack.
The situation is Christian.
The situation is Christian.
And we were allowed to say fart, but we weren't allowed to watch That's So Raven. So.
Because That's So Raven was psychic.
Demonic.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Yes. So was Prince of Bel Air for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, why was Prince
that
of Bel Air?
That one's tougher to reconcile.
Yeah. Well, mostly just because, you know. It was, my parents were Asian, and
it was not an ideal
they
vibe.
They
were scared of other types of people.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And look at us now.
I thought Grant was about to hit the horn. I thought they were scared of other types of people. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, that's the one
there
we need. That's the one we need.
Go.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It's okay. They don't vote here.
So we and there you go.
And there you go.
And there you go.
And that's actually for the best. We vote. We vote here.
Let's go around and say who we voted for. I'm kidding. Let's sing.
Which election?
Let's all go around and say who we voted
election?
For. Everybody. Great question. Okay. Can I tell a story about something that happened crazy to me yesterday?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Okay. So yesterday I was in the final round of, there's a thing called JFL, Just for Laughs.
Oh my goodness.
I
love that.
Oh my God.
Well, she's the president of the Gabe is Not Funny.
Do you think
club.
That those people thought you were funny?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, that's a little bit what the story is about, is that the people eventually thought I was funny, but there was a situation before I got up on stage that was kind of crazy.
A situation.
Situation, yeah.
Situation.
Wait, I'm actually obsessed. One more time on situation.
Situation.
Thank you so much. We might actually need to clip that and use that someday. Because there are often lots of situations.
Every fucking day,
every
it's
fucking
another
day.
Fucking situation.
Okay.
I'll tell
Isn't
you that
right,
much.
Kids?
Give us that lead in one more time. Of
every
angry.
Fucking day, it's another fucking situation.
That's right.
I didn't realize we were singing and I was about to keep screaming.
No, I know. That's why it was, which also is.
Like, and another thing.
So yesterday I had a little bit of a situation. So it's the final round of the Just for Laughs, which is like a comedy festival that picks new faces every year, which is sort of like a stamp of approval in the comedy
world. You know, Kevin
world.
Hart is already doing that on Netflix.
I know. He's doing his own version.
Someone should tell them.
I know. Someone should tell them. But it's this comedy festival in Montreal that's existed forever, blah, blah, blah. So this is the final round.
You were in Montreal?
No, I was in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store.
Oh, yes.
Famous.
And there was a couple of showcases this week throughout the week for them to pick their final people. Anyway, I bring my keyboard there, show up super early because I have to because of the keyboard. We set it up,
we do the whole thing.
It's like, whatever. I'm last in the lineup. I'm always first one in, last one out, whatever. I'm last in the lineup, and I don't feel bad saying this, the host of the show, who's the person who comes in, you know, does a little bit of stand-up, and then they're like, all right, let's keep the energy going, we're going to bring up.
Something about these shows, Kenton, I don't know if you've been in the audience of many of these shows, I'm sure you have. They, as an audience member, I sort of feel a sense of responsibility bestowed upon me by the host to laugh really loud at shit that may or may not be funny.
Correct. Yeah.
And I hate the amount of pressure they put on the audience.
Correct.
As if I showed up there to work, which I did not. I actually paid to be there.
But here's the thing. We're going to get to you in just a second.
Anytime.
Finish your story.
Absolutely. But take your time.
I think it's actually quite important, and please back me up if you agree on this. It is a painful situation and the audience hates it. However, you have to be primed to laugh.
Yes.
Fine. But when the audience is not responding the way the comedian wants them to, the onus is often put back on my lap. And can I say,
yes,
I'm quite empathetic and it makes my body feel bad.
Yes.
Do you know what I
yes.
mean?
Yes. And the job of a host is either, one, the skilled way to do it is to win you over.
Yes.
But if they can't, then they need to take on the brunt of that work.
Yes. Right?
So that the comedians after can actually just perform and not have to worry about winning over.
Exactly. Yes. But oftentimes at these shows, I feel like I've gone to the principal's office.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sitting there.
And you're in trouble for
in
not
trouble
laughing.
Yeah, for yeah, not yeah, laughing yeah. at some bullshit yeah. for real.
Sometimes shit ain't funny.
And
it's
I'm
true,
an easy
dude.
Laugh. I saw a clip of Rita.
Aura.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Skeeta.
Moreno.
Yes.
Really? Oh my
no
God.
No way! We listed all the Ritas. We listed all the Ritas. Wow.
It's Rita.
Yes, yes, yes. And it was like, me forgetting her last name is hilarious because the clip was very profound to me in that she was doing an interview with Seth Meyers and she was telling a hilarious story and she had the audience like eating out of the palm of her hand. And then Seth inserted a joke that she did this to. And I thought to myself, she did not need to laugh like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what
yeah,
I
yeah,
loved, yeah. what I loved was that she was so generous with laughter
oh.
that I was like, that's a really aspirational way of being. So I say this to say, I love to be generous with laughter. I want to be generous with laughter. But when I feel like I'm being reprimanded preemptively at a comedy
right.
show,
you haven't even given
I
me
get
the chance.
Nervous. You haven't yeah. even given me the chance to be generous.
Then you're sitting there going,
yeah, you're like, yeah, you can't make me.
You're not funny.
You can't make me laugh.
To me. Anyway, sorry. So there was a situation.
There was a situation. So this host, I don't feel bad saying, was like not totally paying attention, not totally really like in it. Mind you, I don't consider myself a stand-up comedian at all. I do music comedy. That's what I do. So to me, this is like cool that I'm even there. But for these comedians, this is a very big deal.
This is it.
This is it. This
besides
is a cool
Kevin
opportunity
Hart's
besides
show.
Kevin Hart's show, of course.
Right. This is mile 26.
Yes. This is mile 26 of the marathon. All they have left is 0.2, baby.
Yeah, 0.2, 0.2.
It's just 0.2, the last 0.2.
0.2, 0.2. 0.2, 0.2. So anyway, this host is like not totally paying attention, which is only rude to the comics. Blah, 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 blah. Skip two. I'm the last guy in the lineup. They have me go last.
Because of the piano situation.
I think
situation.
Because of the piano situation. So
sure.
I go last.
I mean, to close out the show.
To close out the show. As I'm about to go on, the host gets up there and they go, oh my gosh, thanks so much, everybody. Well, make sure you find your favorite comedians from tonight on Instagram.
They let everyone go
thank
home.
Thank you guys for being here.
Oh,
make
my
sure you drive
the
safe.
Panic.
And thank you, JFL, for having me. And everybody get home safe.
Here I was saying the biggest faux pas a host could possibly commit was putting the onus on the audience to laugh at something unfunny. But there's a new faux pas has entered
sending
the chat.
The audience
sending
home
the
before
audience
the end
home.
Of the show.
Can I say if I was in that situation, I would have been like, okay, I guess I'm not performing today.
Bro, here's literally what my first thought was.
But this is his point two.
This is my point two.
Yeah, you're right, you're
this
right.
This is my
right.
point two. This literally my first thought as it was happening, I didn't even have time to like really compute.
Yeah.
But literally my first thought was, well I'm tired. I was like, well, ready to go home. So little old me sitting there in the situation.
In the situation.
So the guy who's running tech on the God mic last night. So the host up there, totally not paying attention. First of all, what I forgot to say was
drunk.
Name him.
When the last
name is drunk ass.
Name is drunk ass.
I know it was a man.
It was not. But I know.
Betrayal.
Shocker.
Betrayal. So what I forgot to mention was the person before me finished, the host went out, and before they started their like goodnight everybody thing, before I'm supposed to go out there, I thought I heard them say, give it up one more time for Gabe. And then they went to talk and I was like, wait, did they just say give it up one more time for Gabe? Because the guy before me's name was not Gabe. His name was Austin. And we were both long-haired white dudes. So I think the host
Is this reverse racism?
They do all look the same.
Finally, reverse racism. The first documented reverse racism ever in history. We have it here on the podcast. So
racism being the main thread in this episode of the podcast is crazy.
Yeah. We had, so I sort of clocked, did they say my name about that last guy? Oh my gosh. I think they're sending everyone home. I'm standing, and it's one of those where like the stage is up front. You have to walk through the audience to get up to the stage. So I'm standing like in the audience, very obviously like waiting to go up on stage. Here's how it ends. It ends so, so cringe. Mind you, again, it's so funny. I don't actually care. It's fine. They start to shut down the show. The guy on the God mic from the tech booth doesn't turn the lights on and goes, there's one more comic. He comes over the God mic. There's one more comedian. You have to introduce
what
one more comedian.
What a wretched vibe. Because also, can I say, sorry to interrupt you, by the time a comedy show is over, I'm going to sound like such a comedy hater on this episode. I love comedy.
No.
But by the time a comedy show is over, am up.
You're ready to
and
go.
And Adam.
Yes.
I am two-stepping out the door.
So it's speed dating.
Yes. Dude, a comedy lineup is speed dating.
You're like, I have been open.
I'm ready.
And vulnerable.
Yes, and receiving
for hours.
Yikes.
Wow. Yeah. I have been so open and vulnerable. Wow. Each one of you came and showed me who you are, and I only liked 1 out of 10. But that's speed dating, baby.
Speed dating.
To an emergency for the last 34 minutes. I've been waiting for them to dismiss me so I can run to the bathroom before all the other women do.
Before all the other women do.
Before all the women do.
Before all the women do.
Before there's a line, the inevitable line in the lobby.
That was a song about women peeing.
Yes.
So the guy on the God mic comes on and goes, you have to introduce one more guest. The host goes, no, I don't. What? On stage. They're like, no, I don't. What? And the guy on the God mic has to go, you have to introduce, there's one more comedian. His name's Gabe Gibbs because he's looking at the lineup. The host goes, I didn't already introduce Gabe Gibbs?
Oh my God, from the stage?
They're fighting.
Look ahead.
They're like fighting.
And you said, I'm Gabe Gibbs.
So I'm just standing there.
And the host said, if that's not Gabe, then who is that?
Who's this man? Totally Scooby-Doo ass. Yes. Yeah. So I'm standing there waiting for the tech guy. Mind you, this is the final round of a competition. All these comedians have just gone and they're all so nervous. The executives are all sitting simply via pity. Here's where it gets the most pity you could possibly imagine.
Oh, no.
They're like, okay, well, I guess, pull their phone out, check their notes. From Detroit, Michigan, please give a lot of energy for Gabe Gibbs. Everybody, Gabe, Gabe. The audience pity chants, Gabe. Gabe.
They did not chant Gabe, 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 Gabe.
Call my manager who was there.
They did not chant Gabe, 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 Gabe.
They are pity chanting.
That's Gabe, my night. That's Gabe, the worst possible. I actually didn't even picture that scenario.
Not like this.
Your point, too, you're being carried over the line on a damn stretcher.
My point two, I'm being carried over the line.
You passed out at point two.
And everyone's
and
like cheering for you, but you're clearly, yes.
Over the line. And they're all like, look how brave that boy is.
They're making a now this TikTok about me. Yeah. They're making like brave boy finally goes on stage.
Brave boy almost lost his shot at his big break, but instead we chanted him onto the stage.
So they chant me.
Is the marathon winner turns around, comes back, and
carries you over the finish line.
Yes.
And where there was one set of footprints in the sand.
There are two.
That was where he carried me.
Oh, that's how it goes. You're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There,
I said
there aren't two.
No, there, she
said
never
where
two.
There was one. I said there are two. True.
No, you forgot. You were
no,
mixing.
No, I was mixing where two or more are gathered.
Yes, yes.
There
yes,
you
there
are.
There I am.
There you
but
are.
But where there is one, he carried me.
He carried you.
And so, wherever you go, there you are.
So they're pity chanting my ass to get on stage. Not only are they pity chanting me, but I have to walk up on a pity chant, handshake the host. You know how they do the handshake mm-hmm. as you go on.
The bitch ass host. Yeah.
Handshake the bitch ass host.
Thank you, Amnesia.
Thank you, Amnesia. Thank you, Amnesia.
Drag name Amnesia.
Amnesia. Thank you, Amnesia, for making me have to overcome this
situation.
It's so crazy. Oh, you need another one? I needed that, actually. Thank you so
much.
That
felt good.
That felt really good. That healed me.
I knew that was going
to
work.
So not only do I have to walk up there while they're chanting, I then am now the guy who goes and sits down at a little keyboard. Nothing
embarrassing.
Is
That's
more
so embarrassing.
Embarrassing than being the keyboard boy to begin with.
Can I say, this is just like, I used to DJ all through college. And when I first moved to LA, I would DJ parties.
And I love that for you.
Thank you so much. It was a good way to earn extra cash, actually. Mm-hmm. No other way besides some other things. Can you make hundreds of dollars just by like going to a party? Now. Exactly.
Well,
I put away my DJ equipment.
Yes.
I said
there are
besides
other ways
other
to
things,
make hundreds of dollars by showing up at a party.
Well, during the pandemic, I put away my DJ equipment.
Oh.
I said, pack it up because when
Nobody's
are we going
to
be bumping,
party.
Bumping
yeah.
booties anytime soon? Post pandemic, I was hired to DJ a wedding. I pulled my equipment out. I couldn't believe how stupid I felt at standing in front of a board.
Yeah, it is. It can be an embarrassing situation.
In
yeah.
this moment, I was like, could not stop laughing as I began to download music. I was like, this is some clown ass shit.
Do you have
and
weird?
I'm sure that's how you felt.
I felt that way. And that's basically how it ended. It went fine. I ended up, you know.
You won them over.
I won them over. It was totally fine. Whatever. Who cares?
Do you have any old skills that you've abandoned?
Well, what I was going to ask was that, but also you in your professional singing career, I'm sure have been in some odd gigs where you're... Yes, this is what I was hoping. This is what I was hoping.
Tell us.
What's the, you have an odd one?
I'm never going to see them again. That's fine.
and by the way.
I'm never going to see
them
again. By
the way, if Disney's not sending us a cease and desist for singing Aladdin, this person's not listening to the podcast.
They're not listening to this.
And if you decide you want to cut anything in the middle of the story.
Oh, it's fine.
We'll cut it, baby.
I don't even remember their names, so they can't sue me. But my group and I was an a cappella group. We were on a TV show. So, you know, there was like people that would recognize us. And yeah. this guy hired us for his wedding.
Okay.
He was
from because he had seen you on the TV show.
Yeah.
He was a fan.
He was clearly obsessed with us.
Now, acapella at a wedding.
It was very strange. It was like we were like a special surprise.
Oh, no.
We were told that we were a special surprise.
I don't think people should surprise the bride at a
with
wedding.
With acapella either. And he was like, oh, my God, my bride is so obsessed with you. We're so excited. She's going to be thrilled.
You in particular or you as the group?
As the group.
Okay.
And we were all like, okay. They had us in like this, you know, corner ass room hidden from everybody. So
I'm
we had,
so worried.
So we had no idea what was going to happen. And we're like, oh my gosh, that's so great. I love that she's a fan. Oh my gosh, that's so, it's, we're going to be real excited to see her face. I hope we're good. I hope she likes us.
How many are in the group?
I think for that gig, there may be eight of us, maybe six, maybe seven. I don't know. It was one of those things
it was
where like
either eight or six or seven. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Seven.
I didn't mean to slow down. I didn't mean to slow down.
But no, but the thing, the thing about it is that also, like, we were at a point in our career as a group where, like, only half the people could make gigs, so half of us were subs anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And so,
okay.
like, we're already like, well, I don't know. I hope it's good. And we just were trying to make money on the weekends, and this is great, right? So we come in, and we're, like, so excited. We're singing the thing. I forget. It was some corny-ass song, probably, like... yeah, a lot of that.
Keep going.
And we were probably singing like what song was it? Oh, probably, it's probably like All of Me. takes all of you.
Yep.
All my curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections, I give you all of me. Imagine we're doing this to this woman now,
who is
stone faced.
No, because you can't surprise
a bride on her wedding day.
No, 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 not with acapella.
Stone faced, and we're singing to her.
Oh.
You give your all of you, and you're just staring at her and smiling, and she's just going.
With y'all goofy asses doing sweet up bow,
yep.
A jim jim.
Yep.
What's your favorite a cappella vowel?
it's not a vowel. Jin.
Jin.
Because it's supposed to be, I believe.
Can you do an example
guitar
of jin?
Jin 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 jin
jin jin
jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin jin
jin jin
jin jin with anything.
You know, yes. Here's the thing. I got my start in acapella. I love acapella. I think there's so much to be learned when you are doing acapella. But do people actually enjoy watching or listening to it?
I think it's one
in
of those
school,
okay, so this
it.
Is this is like this is one of my theories on musical theater too, is the problem with musical theater as is acapella and probably other things is it's so much fun to do that sometimes you lose track of how fun or not fun it is to watch. Like doing Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is so fun to be a part of.
It is so fun
to watch
do.
Is long.
This
to
is watch how, is This is boring. How I feel about...
Yes. He's keeping
this
us on track.
This is how I feel about singing extremely soprano.
Yes.
When I sing really, really high, I'm having so much fun, but it's not beautiful to hear.
Yeah.
And he was hitting her with the reverb just in case.
He was getting scared.
Ready?
I was going to try.
Ready?
Yeah. That's the note we were looking for.
Almost. There it is. I can only get
that high if I'm kind of screeching.
Anyway.
Point is, I could sing a whole song like that, and who's hearing that?
Not
and
me.
Feeling like that's something I wanted today.
I'm like, cool.
So right. We're going to do a speed haiku in a second, move on to some segments, but
Wait, I have a story about Joseph, actually.
Yes!
Speaking of.
Yes.
So, bringing it back to Christianity.
Always.
When I was church shopping.
I was where? Here in LA?
Yes, here in LA.
Okay.
Where did you wind up? Zoe?
Can I say this? Oh.
Saying churches by name and hearing, oh.
We all did it.
If I remember correctly,
we heard Bieber was there.
You know that church when you're going to the Hollywood Bowl, and
Mosaic.
It's the one. No, it's on Highland. You're going north, and you're almost there.
Oh, the big one.
The big
oh,
one.
The big old
and
one.
And for the longest time, they have like that giant bow on it.
Yes.
So
oh,
I went
there.
You
know what? There. I auditioned for Dear Evan Hansen. At that church.
That sounds right.
Wait, what the fuck?
That sounds right.
What the fuck? Okay, we'll circle back to that.
Let him
tell his story.
But it's the weirdest thing because I was like, oh, well, you know, it seems really inclusive. They have a bow.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that tells me everything.
Yeah, I'm like, I should try this. I walk into their morning worship and they are singing Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, what?
And it's the words are on the screen.
What?
And
which
you're just
song,
like
which song?
Red and yellow and blue and purple and turquoise and green and violet and I'm just thinking to myself, what are we learning here?
Yes.
Wait, I'm stunned to hear that a church at Sunday morning worship was singing red and yellow and green and brown and
everyone is welcome here. Every
were they making
color,
it about they were making it about
creed.
The people?
Yes! And I was like, oh, what color am I?
So they were listing that
skin
as people groups?
Skin color or flag color? Skin color
honestly,
or flag color?
Unsure. I was uncomfortable.
Wow.
Kenton, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How much would I have to pay you per hour to come read me a bedtime story like four
Whoa.
Nights a week?
I know his speaking voice.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, you know.
Because I'm feeling so relaxed and wonderful.
I know, his speaking voice.
Hearing this voice in these headphones, and I just want to give you a compliment on that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sick and tired of hearing our voices.
But also, what's the price, you know?
Yeah, what's the price? What's your hourly for reading?
If you have a kid...
Oh.
The price goes way down.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Yes, because I love kids.
I do have one.
And
he cares about the youth of tomorrow.
I really do.
Yeah.
And it just makes my heart grow a million sizes when they're like, please, one more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so tired. Okay, fine.
It is
What
cute.
About selling your voice to a large tech conglomerate to make an to AI own forever version of your voice?
And make an AI version of
How much would
of
you
Kenton?
Charge for that?
Do I get an island? Yes, an island.
Oh,
an island.
Yes. Be careful. People who have islands tend to do bad things.
Oh, yes.
Debauchery.
Okay, well, so...
Speed haiku about your story.
I was just going to say. So here's what we do. We do a haiku, as I'm sure you know, is 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
I'll do it about you. You do it about Kenton.
Are you teaching me about a Japanese art form?
Yeah, yes. If I could. If you wouldn't mind. We do speed haikus, which are a Gibbs family art form.
Oh, dear God.
Which is you have to... Do a speed haiku is just a haiku as fast as you can without thinking.
I got mine about your story. Are you ready?
Okay, go.
Gabe.
Okay, fair enough.
Gabe. Not yet. Who is that? Is Gabe. Go on.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to do one about Joseph. Are these the lyrics or are these a people group? This doesn't sit well. Okay, each and every week, you guys send us a voice memo. The listeners send us a voice memo of a problem that you're having and ask us to solve it through the power of beautiful music.
Or at the very least,
music. Today's problem comes in from our listener, Shayla.
Hello, Gibbs. Shout out to Ali.
Girls, oh my God.
Unite.
Shayla.
I'm calling from inside of Ali's camera.
My girl!
And so my question is, you know, it's almost related to Piper Put Your Shoes On because my dog, Paisley... has been stealing my shoes. I will leave even for 10 minutes and she grabs my shoes from downstairs by the door and brings them to create a hoard of my shoes in the living room. You know, in theory, sweet, but there is a set of stairs there and sometimes, you know, I just gotta get out. And suddenly 8 pairs of shoes are up in the living room.
Totally.
I think she would really respond to a song about this, asking her to stop or maybe bring them back. So that would be very appreciated. Thank you so
much.
What's
the dog's name again?
Did we say it?
I don't think a voice memo.
I don't think we said it.
She said, what's the dog?
This is a voice memo.
Thank you.
You know Shayla can't respond.
No,
right?
I know the person's name is Shayla.
Yeah.
Did she say the dog's name?
Paisley?
Paisley.
Oh,
Paisley.
Great catch.
That's right.
Great
Paisley
Shayla,
like the pattern.
By the way,
great
me
catch,
and you, girl.
Girl.
Me and you and Kenton.
Yeah. Dog is stealing shoes. That's tough. That's a difficult... how do we want to...
I'm so sorry for your situation, Shayla.
I know. How do we help?
Well, we have to talk to the dog.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Arf.
Paisley. Bow, wow, 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 wow.
Bow, wow, wow.
Bow, wow. Paisley. Bow, wow, wow, wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Bow, wow, 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 wow.
If I may translate for the humans listening, what Ali is saying is Paisley.
Oh!
I want to say congratulations. That may have been the only actual good one I've heard from you guys. Oh!
We did it, Joe.
I'm telling you. You bring a real musician.
President of the United States.
You bring
actually,
a real musician on the scene.
Not to insult our other dear
eat that
incredible
Kobe.
Eat that Kobe.
Our incredible singers that we've had on the pod, but the only other like proper truly that elevated us is Jacob Jeffries, who played piano.
Yeah.
I love that kid.
Isn't he amazing?
God.
He's have so you seen good. His we've been talking about it all
week. We can't stop talking about him because he's viral.
He's going viral with those little videos that you see. If you haven't seen him, I'll show you after. Okay. He's making these dumb songs that's just him singing in his kitchen. He's barely in camera. Like, it's just his waist down, and it's so funny.
Just
anyway.
His waist
actually,
down.
Just get ready to go viral.
Sexy.
Just get ready to go viral because Jacob Jeffries came on the pod, went crazy viral. Mike Leveson came on the pod, went crazy viral. Who else?
This is the journey.
It's your time.
Kenton
Jeff, is this my point
crazy?
Two?
And
this is
way,
your point two. What a guest. What a guest
what a
to
true
have.
Guest.
A contributor,
and by the way,
singer,
Kenton, I do want to be
callbacks.
Clear. I do want to be clear. You're not going to go viral from clips from this show.
No. This is just a victory lap.
It's just a good luck charm.
Yes.
It's like actually, I told people that before. Now I live alone, but when I used to have roommates,
yeah,
like I had like an 80% success rate that if you weren't crazy, you would leave me to get married or get
that.
Engaged and move in with the person that will be your lifetime lover.
Wow. That is a good... isn't there a movie called Good Luck Chuck? Isn't that his...
Oh,
isn't that
his
movie?
Thing?
Yeah.
Well, I am Chuck.
Whoever he dates then finds... Yeah. They dump him.
Yeah.
And then girls want to date him.
All the girls want to date him because then they're going to know they're going to find the love of their life.
Well,
crazy.
I like to think that I provide a stable environment for which to discover yourself.
And
whoa.
Launch into your next phase of life.
I'm actually obsessed with that.
That's really beautiful.
Whoa.
Yeah, don't live with me.
Okay. We won't.
I was thinking
well, you're
about
done.
It is. I'm done living.
I was like, I could move. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for something new, actually.
This is now the time in the show, right, Grant? Where we do a ranking?
Oh.
Or do we do you first? What do we do?
What do you mean?
I get to this point in the show, and there's two segments that have
Let's
yet to happen.
Let's do Grant's journal.
Okay.
Sterling.
Oh.
Silver.
Grant's journal. We're tuning
Grant
in. Grant
is
journal.
Just learning how to write in a journal, and every week he reads us what he's written in his Nintendo journal.
Grant,
it's got
we
Super Mario.
Know that.
Mario's in it.
Do you like Sterling Silver?
I don't know why that happened. That's just the jingle.
We
actually don't know
Sterling
why
Silver.
Sterling Silver.
It
was because somebody was wearing Sterling Silver, and I think I just sang it at one point.
It is hypoallergenic.
Part of it is Grant likes this one riff from Anderson Paak, so we have to add this part too. Sorry.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Leave it for Grant.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh. Get yourself a reverb.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Great job, Grant. He likes
thanks.
That
it feels really, it really like, I need it weekly, I think.
it's a little woo-woo.
What do we got?
I didn't write it down, but it popped into my head immediately, and that is Sweet Green is too expensive.
Yes.
It is.
And I, like, yesterday I went there, and I got a bowl and a kombucha, and it's $23.
What?
That's too many biscuits.
But can I say, what isn't $23?
Chipotle.
True.
I don't know. But my point is like,
oh,
and also,
is.
But
it's
here's
$23 after you have
that's
to refill
true, that's
yourself.
True. That's true.
You're so right.
But that's the true. Point is, I'm pissed off with Sweet Green because it's $23 and it's not as good as I want it to be because it's not a burrito.
Yep.
And I'm hungry 2 hours later. Mm-hmm.
And you just want a burrito.
Yeah. And then I ultimately end up getting a burrito, you know?
Yeah.
You should just buy the thing that you want rather than try to be healthy. Wow.
And that's why we brought you here today is to give me that kind of advice. And I needed that. Anyway, I actually have four episode titles that we can
choose from
today.
Okay. So we usually hear them and then we say, welcome to today's episode. And then we all guess at the same time what we think it should be.
Okay.
So listen, we'll listen.
So listen carefully. So listen carefully. Unlike the host,
or uncarefully, whatever kind of listening
listen
you want to do.
Listen uncarefully.
Listen however you wish.
Well, I'm doing it just for laughs. So.
Okay, great.
Listen as carefully as feels comfortable.
The four are number one, receiving for hours. Number two, These are interesting. Number two is ride the D.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Number three is what color am I?
Okay.
Number four is this my point two?
Oh. Oh my
God. Okay, I think we know it. What we're going to say, welcome to the show, and then the name.
Oh, welcome to the episode.
All right.
Welcome to the episode, and then let's all say what we think
the
title is.
Do you think you know it?
Yeah. I feel like it's obvious.
I think I know it, but I don't actually...
This okay. is a real
so
long
the,
episode.
So it's welcome to the episode, and then say what you think the title is.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome
to the
episode
Receiving for Hours.
Yes. That's
always
so funny.
We're always in
That's
sync.
So funny.
I knew what it was.
There were four options. I do think, is this my point two? Has kind of charmed me, though. The concept of the point two, I do like.
I don't know, but would you click on that?
No, but I would click on a video.
Receiving for Hours featuring Kenton Jen.
Unfortunately.
That is what it'll be.
Unfortunately, I've clicked on some videos called Receiving for Hours.
Grant. How long were the videos?
Hours.
The videos were hours. I did not watch for hours.
I didn't make it. Now comes the time in the show where Allie chooses to rank the brothers. Every week we get a ranking of which brother was best. And this is my last chance to say, just
love the glasses, love what you're doing, love the boots.
This is my last chance to try to, you know, curry favor. But now she makes up a new ranking of the brothers song every week. So we're going to let her do that. And hopefully it's short. How are we doing on time, Grant? We're good. Okay, great.
Number two brother.
Oh, because there's three of us.
We're going like pageant rules.
Yep.
The number two brother is Gabe.
Yes! Okay, who's it going to be?
Yesterday, through a personal crisis, he brought me French fries without asking.
That is love.
I know, that's really nice. And Diet Coke.
It was just on
and me. I yelled at him a little because
it was just on my way.
The lid from McDonald's was green and I said, "What is that?" And he said, "What do you think it is?" And
it's green.
I think it's Diet Coke, but why is it green?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know why they changed their straws and lids and they're kind of green now.
I think they're trying to be more
eco.
Yeah.
And thank you, McDonald's. By the way, shout out McDonald's. Thank you so much for saving the planet.
Yes, thank you so much for your work, McDonald's. Okay, so
number one brother this week is Kenton Jen. Oh my
I would just like to thank all my fans. I do it for you, and for all the keyboardists out there at home who just think I'm never gonna be funny. I just want you to keep believing in yourself. No matter what color you are, violet, haze, or pecan, I'm doing it for you.
Yellow and green and brown and violet and brown and ochre and green and something and yellow and leather and gold and purple and red and brown and brown and brown and green and yellow and brown and violet and brown. Pontifer had very few jazz.
Okay, wow. I don't think we've ever had someone give such a beautiful acceptance speech into
song. I also don't think we've
song.
Had so many reprises in an episode before.
Yeah, this is amazing.
We keep reprising.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Me too.
I want the people who listen to this podcast to know more about what you're up to and what you have out. I first came across you before we met when you were singing with Scary Pockets. That's where I saw the first.
Oh my God.
Shout out Jacob Jeffries.
Is that clicking for you?
Well, first of all, this is making a lot of sense. And I just had a memory of Scary Pockets.
Which is?
Where we went to see them live with my ex-boyfriend from when my early 20s. And we were blown away by Scary Pockets. And my ex-boyfriend looked at me and was like, you could do that. And I said, no, I couldn't. And it was a fight. It was a fight we had. So I was like, no, that was really fucking good. And he was like, but you could do that. And I'm like, no.
No, I literally can't.
I remember us fighting about it. And I remember me coming to you being like, Andrew said I could do that. And you were like, no.
No, you can't.
That and is support. Like, see? It's see? Realism.
That's honesty. See? Yes.
That shit is
but
not easy.
But I forgot about Scary Pockets since then. When you just said that, I was like, well, I just remembered I had a fight with my early 20s boyfriend. I can't remember. It was like.
Was it in L.A.?
Yes, I went to one in L.A. 6 or 7 years ago. Like, it was a long time ago.
I went to one in L.A. that I think you were in.
I was probably at that show, yeah.
You were probably singing in it.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
So that's how I first discovered you as like a singer, but then I was coming across you as actor boy and coming across you as like songwriter boy and all kinds of things that you do, including I want to shout out Sweet Mouth, your album that you put out October of last year. Which I was listening to in the car as like a reminder of it's genuinely great.
Of course.
It's so like
straight up
when the homies drop an album, sometimes you are it's like it's taken me multiple listen. There's so many things happening in it that every time I listen, there's some background vocal thing I didn't notice or some story element that I didn't notice. And it feels like I mean this as a compliment, even though it's often not. It feels obvious that you are also a theater kid in this in the story that's happening. It's very as much as like a lot of it is like dance forward, and there's like some really like clubby tracks in there in addition to the like unbelievable vocal tracks like the opening I'm gonna botch the name of
Breaking
My Father's Heart.
Aww.
That's like crazy beautiful vocals anyway, but in the midst of all of that there's like cool story happening throughout the whole thing, and I know it's an important thing to you.
It is.
So anyway, Sweet Mouth is the name of the album.
Wait, do you have anything you want
to
say about it?
And I would like you to say anything if you'd like to, but I want to say here now, go listen to it. It's wonderful. The album art is cool too, with you like chewing on a whatever plum. What is it?
Yeah, it's what is it called? It's one of those red dates. It's it's literally at the tip of my tongue. It's like it's a specific mulberry. Mulberry?
Mulberry?
Is that right?
What is a mulberry?
It's one of those giant, like, red date berries.
By the way,
if I was listening to this, none of anything that's been said before would have gotten me to go look up this album more than you not knowing what fruit was in your mouth.
Yes.
Like, I'd be like, all right, I gotta see this photo now.
Yeah, gotta see the photo. Gotta see the photo. Gotta find the album. Sweet Mouth.
It's one of those, ingredients that you put in a very traditional Chinese herb soup. And I wanted to have something that had that kind of like fruit element of it that kind of has that like sensual but also playful but also what is this, but I wanted to have a cultural aspect to it. So originally, like, I would have just been eating a peach, but then we were like, oh, why don't we just do the pit? And then we're going to have and then I'm like, well, okay, well, if we're going to do a pit, then let's just do a freaking like berry.
Yeah.
That represents kind of so much more than that.
That's how you know he's an artist, you guys.
No, for real. It's cool.
I think about things a lot.
Yeah.
Sweet Mouth, it is a celebration in many senses of just my identity and my story and my culture, every culture. That is within me. And I think it's about a lot of difficult stuff. A lot of it is about my relationship with my parents and me going to see them. They lived in Taiwan. And so I was going back to see them after like 5 or 6 years. My dad was a pastor.
Us too.
So, you know, there's a lot, and it has really shaped my worldview and the realization of me as an adult and how much of my childhood has really just painted the world in different colors of gray, that I had to really do a lot of work to start seeing colors again. I wanted to tell that story, but I also wanted to make sure there was a lot of humor in it and that there was a lot of joy and that I didn't let that part of it go. So
yeah,
that is Sweet Mouth. Life can be bitter. Life can be sad, but there's so much sweetness to it that we have to make sure to focus on.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think that's clear in the album too, because a lot of like, I want to talk about, like when you pitch an album that's like, let me talk about my childhood, it's just straight ballads. And we're all like, that's not what we want. But when you listen to this, it's like, there's a lot of cool stuff happening and it feels fuller for that reason.
Thank you.
So love Grant, you don't have to hire Kenton to read you a story at night. You could just listen to his album.
Just listen to Sweet Mouth.
That's true.
Which you can stream for free even.
Yeah. Well, you have to pay probably $10.99 a month or whatever it is for Spotify. But
yeah. There's vinyl coming out. I could
is there
send
actually?
You one.
Are you putting out vinyl?
I am, God. Yeah.
Oh, we'll get it.
Yeah.
I want to get it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, great. Okay, so we'll be linking. Obviously, we'll be tagging Kenton and all this stuff so you can go find. And your artist name is Kenton.
Kenton, all caps.
That is also your name, though. No.
Yeah.
That
but
is
not,
correct.
But it's not Kenton Chen. It's Kenton.
Why did you say that like it was a different name?
No. I know.
My artist name is Allie.
Honestly, I thought about doing it without vowels, which K-N-T-N? Maybe dates me.
Wait,
yeah, but then I thought it sounded too much
it's
like
Kesha.
Like a DJ.
Well, no,
you
should about
have done it with symbols.
A word I probably shouldn't say, but yeah.
Okay.
You know,
we'll keep those words in our brains.
You could have done K3.
Oh yeah,
NT0.
Yeah, and then you'd be in Vegas, absolutely playing Memorial Day weekend with Chris Lake. I made a Grant joke. Chris Lake, yeah, a DJ joke for Grant.
Good job, because I didn't know what that was.
He's an EDM guy.
I'm
And
Fisher. You know about Fisher?
Wait.
Okay, great.
I know there's one guy.
That you know? A DJ guy?
Well, I don't know. I don't know him, but there's one EDM guy that everyone's obsessed with.
The chain smokers?
Fred again?
Probably John Summit.
Yeah.
No way.
Did you see all Grant. That stuff online about John? First of all, two videos that that made John Summit reach me. One is that he lit his Ramoa suitcase on fire because of how much he hated Ramoa suitcases. Yeah.
No way.
This past weekend, threw it into a parking lot, lit it on fire. Prior to that, he was on Jake Shane's podcast and revealed that he's never gotten a girl flowers.
Yeah.
Bro.
Are we surprised though?
Is he gay?
No. He dates women and just doesn't buy them flowers.
Oh my God,
he's
that
not
kind
dating.
Gay.
He's not dating.
No, it does
Let's
seem kind of
no,
gay.
No. He's traveling.
Yeah, and
he's mad at
traveling. That's what we'll call it. Traveling.
My favorite thing about him is his little speech impediment. It kind of makes it all okay, you know.
Oh my God.
It's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
I had such a crush on this guy in middle school with a speech impediment. His name was Christopher. I'm so sorry. I don't think he ever fixed it, but he became like a football player.
Oh.
Famous? Like profesh?
No.
High school?
No, just in high school.
Right.
But he was so sweet, and then he became so butch.
What a name, Christopher, if you have that speech impediment.
Yeah, I think it's only that Christopher would have that speech impediment.
It's okay, Christopher.
It's okay. I'm not sure I want to do a song called It's Okay, Christopher. That feels like we're stepping over the boundaries.
Oh, yeah, no.
Are we closing?
We're closing.
Wait, but what about Kenton's play?
Oh, yeah, Kenton. Oh. Do you want to tell us what you're doing right now? For those listeners in LA can actually go see, what is it, 5 nights a week, 8 nights a week? How many shows are happening?
I think
happening?
Four.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. It changes. Well, you know, you can do it during the day too. But I'm in a show called Flower Drum Song that plays at the Aratani Theater through May 31st.
It what is neighborhood is the Aratani Theater in?
In Little Tokyo.
I live close to there.
Little Tokyo. Come. I'll send you details off.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Off camera. I'll send you details.
But a promo code.
Yeah, it is.
Promo code Kenton.
Yes, yeah. Promo
code. K3N.
If you can spell it. If you can spell it, I will send you tickets. It is a celebration of Asian Americans and really just Americans and the journey of immigrants. And is a all Asian cast, mostly Asian creatives, put on by East West Players. It is a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical.
Yeah, old. It's like an old ass.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But that they revisited and they revised is the only one that I believe the estate has allowed to be revised, because
really?
Nobody was doing it anymore because Whoa. It had so many
problems.
Things. Yeah. I mean, personally, I'm like, I don't know. It's of a time. But,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
people
yeah,
are
yeah,
like,
yeah.
we don't want to do it because it feels insensitive.
Yeah, sure, sure,
sure.
And so David Henry Hwang, the book writer behind M. Butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Award
oh,
winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. He rewrote the book.
Oh, very cool.
To make it something that, you know, Asian Americans can own. And it's just been incredible. And what I love about it is that so many people in this cast are so talented and never get a chance to really shine in this world because they're always, you know, put to the side of an ensemble or, you know, never seen as leading men or leading women. And we're really giving this opportunity for those of us who are always like in the room for auditions together and being like, I hope you're the one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just the one.
Yeah, fill the slot. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
so it's just been such a joy to be in community with them and actually get to play with them rather than, well, yeah. not against, but you know.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's
yeah.
That's great.
Yay. Go see that. With
Flower
me.
Drum Song. Allie will be there.
Text
every,
me. I'll be there.
Every show for the
every
remainder
show,
of the run.
If I do not see you.
I have no plans. So let's do it.
So let's do it. Friends, we're so thankful that you listen to this show. It always feels churchy at the end because I sort of underscore us on our way out, but that's okay.
We're just four pastors' kids.
We're just four pastors' kids closing a podcast. Here we are. We're so thankful that Kenton came and played with us.
Thank you, Kenton.
Gratitude.
What are we announcing right now at the moment? Obviously, Kenton's album, Sweet Mouth. Go see Flower Drum Song here in Los Angeles. What is happening over there? Great. I have an EP that I just dropped 2 weeks ago. Give that a little listen if you want. It's just a bunch of dumb comedy songs that I worked with a friend of mine.
I have an EP. It's really stupid.
It is really stupid. What do we say this year? 2026, Piper, put your shoes on. 2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026, what are our other
Girl,
things?
Girl, cook something.
Girl, cook
something. If you're
something.
Safe and if you're comfortable and if there's not a man there.
Uh-huh. And may we hope that you this week don't have very many
situations.
And to our youngest listeners,
that one was wet.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?